When a car's check engine light comes on, we don't just like put a piece of black tape over the dashboard so we don't have to look at it,
Right,
right?
exactly. You take it to the shop.
Exactly. But when we make a mistake and our ego is threatened, that's kind of exactly what an excuse is. It's putting tape over our internal dashboard to avoid the required maintenance.
Oh, that's a great way to frame it.
Thanks. Well, welcome to today's deep dive. We are prepping you for week 8, day 3 of the Laws of Life workbook. And the core rule we're tackling today is when you are wrong, apologize for what you did, not how you made the other person feel.
And that distinction right there is, well, it's crucial neurologically. Saying, I'm sorry you felt that way, it subtly deflects your agency.
Right, it puts the burden of the mistake onto their reaction.
Exactly. But saying, I'm sorry I did that, it forces you to take complete ownership.
Clinically speaking, apologizing for someone else's feelings is really just a covert defense mechanism. And day 3 of the workbook is all about breaking those defenses down.
Mostly using, quote, reflection, which is surprisingly effective.
It really is. I mean, Benjamin Franklin actually hit the nail on the head for my workbook choice. He said, "Never ruin an apology with an excuse."
Oh, I love that one.
Yeah, psychologically, adding that to your daily practice, it forces your ego to pause. It strips away the black tape and makes you look at the actual error without deflecting.
And we can actually see that defense mechanism light up in the brain. When you deflect or blame others, it activates the amygdala. That's your threat response system.
So you're literally just in survival mode.
Right, you are. That's why the Confucius quote resonates so much with me. He says, "He who blames others has a long way to go on his journey. He who blames himself is halfway there."
Wait, let me push back on that a bit. Blames himself from a clinical standpoint, couldn't constant self-blame just, lead to a toxic guilt spiral?
Well, that's a really important distinction to make. The difference lies between shame and guilt. Yeah, shame tells your brain, I am bad, which keeps you stuck in that defensive loop. But healthy self-accountability, it disengages the threat response and engages the prefrontal cortex, which is your higher order problem-solving center.
So it says, I did a bad thing and I have the power to fix it.
Precisely. It's an active, forward-looking neurological state.
That perfectly explains Wayne Dyer's argument. I actually pulled a quote from him for my self-sourced option today. He says, "All blame is a waste of time. No matter how much fault you find with another, and regardless of how much you blame him, it will not change you."
Oh, wow. That is powerful.
Yeah, I mean, psychologically, blame is a total dead end. You just surrender your agency to someone else's actions, which instantly stalls your own personal development.
But, acknowledging that blame is a dead end is really only half the battle.
True.
How do we actually move forward? That's where John F. Kennedy's perspective comes in. This was my self-sourced choice. He said, "Let us not seek to fix the blame for the past. Let us accept our own responsibility for the future."
I really like that shift from past to future.
Yeah, I chose this quote because responsibility is really about the past, and accountability is about the present and the future.
And that forward momentum is exactly what the mental code rewrites for Law 8 are designed to build. Things like the code, "My actions are mine."
Yeah, reviewing these quotes directly supports that permanent neurological rewriting process.
And the mechanism of how you review them matters too, right? Because your task for day 3 is to select one quote from the workbook, source one of your own, and then physically write or type them out.
Yes, physically write them instead of just reading them.
Why does writing them make such a difference?
By physically writing them down, you are engaging motor pathways. It forces the brain to slow down and really process the words.
So it's not just passive absorption.
Right. It's like paving a new dirt road in your brain. The more times you drive over it with these quotes, the deeper the grooves get.
Until accountability becomes your default reflex.
Exactly, instead of defensiveness.
So your daily stack just got a little stronger. Your 3 times a day practice now officially consists of reviewing those 2 quotes, your 3 distill points, and your 3 code rewrites.
It's a really powerful combination that primes your brain for action.
Which sets you up perfectly for tomorrow. Get ready for day 4, where we will finally dive into the chapter formula to put these accountability concepts into real-world practice.
But until then, we want to leave you with something to consider.
Yeah, think back to that internal check engine light. If you completely eliminate the reflex to defend your ego today, what mental energy suddenly becomes available to actually fix your problems?